It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For me, Brock Purdy kind of symbolizes, and I think Debo symbolizes this too, why I think the Niners are good but not, like, great. I just think their talent on the offensive side of the ball is not as impressive as people make it out to be. Like, I think Purdy is very good. I don't think Purdy wins you games, like, by himself. I think Debo is very good. I think Debo is basically a system gadget player that relies on Kyle Shanahan. Like, I think Kittle is very good, but again, like, I don't know. Like, he's good after the catch, but he's not like
they're
a big
all good though. I
good.
And then they got McCaffrey, who's great.
Yeah, McCaffrey's great, but he's a running back.
Yeah, but they got a lot of guys. I mean, I'm not gonna.
But I think
I mean, those weapons are as good as Eagles' weapons.
I disagree. I think the Eagles' weapons are better
without Goddard.
I think
Goddard, the Niners have better weapons.
I disagree.
Without Goddard,
yeah.
The Eagles have AJ, Devontae, and DeAndre. You think those three are better than?
Well, McCaffrey, are we including quarterback in this? We're not including
quarterback.
Okay,
I'm
all right.
Talking weapons.
Okay, you're not, because if it's quarterback, then it's
miles close. Ahead.
Yeah, and if we do offensive line, it's miles ahead
I'm
as well.
I'm just talking
receivers, just tight weapons. Ends, and running backs.
Yeah, I think that if you take Dallas Goddard out of the equation, the Niners win.
I disagree.
Really?
Yeah, and I mean, here's my reason
like
why.
Kittle over. Stole.
Agreed,
like
for
a
sure.
Mile.
A mile
McCaffrey
by a mile.
Over Swift is at least a large portion.
Yeah.
And Ayuk and Debo are not like that much. I think they're worse. I think AJ and Devontae win, but like Ayuk's awesome.
Ayuk's very good. I agree. But I think the Eagles have two players that can line up outside and win on man coverage. And I don't think Debo does that consistently.
But again, I think the combination of the four beats the combination of the three.
But I think if there was so we drafted their skill position players.
I think AJ and McCaffrey are the first two picks.
You think so?
Without a doubt, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think McCaffrey's the top two pick because he's running back?
I don't know. McCaffrey's awesome. Like, this is not anti-McCaffrey. He is very good.
If you could pick weapons for a game, I would take McCaffrey. I might take McCaffrey first.
Really? Over AJ and Devontae?
I think so.
Okay.
I mean,
McCaffrey's awesome. Like, it's not a... McCaffrey is very good.
Yeah, I think the next are AJ and Devontae, but then all the rest are the...
Yeah, so two of the best three. Two of the top three are...
Yeah, it's four versus
No, I get that, but I think the top-end talent on the Eagles... Like, I think the Niners...
If Goddard were there, I'd pick the Eagles. Without Goddard, I don't.
Now, Goddard might be there.
I think it's very unlikely Goddard plays.
I don't know about that. I think it's 50-50.
Wow, really?
Yeah, but...
Explain.
Well, he's going to try to play.
I know he's pushing to play, but,
right.
but the James Palmer report that came out says he's pushing to play, but it's more likely...
It's more likely, agreed. But I just wonder if he's always had this Niners game circled. I mean, it's they said it was a four-week injury. It's been 3 weeks. So it's not like it's like a month early. Mm-hmm. It's 1 week earlier than they thought. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, obviously he has to get cleared and all that, but I think there's a shot. But that aside... It's more for me. I am not as impressed with Debo as other people. And
sure,
I know there's Kittle and I get all that. But I think
four versus three.
But AJ and Devontae, like, I think you're underselling them a little bit.
I'm not. I think they're the second and third best of the group. I'm just saying it's a four versus three thing. Like, this is literally Jack Stoll is the fourth in the group. Like,
Kittle's
so much better than him that I think it wins the group.
Okay, how about this? Who do you think has a better offense?
Eagles, I think, better offense.
Yeah. So I like, if we want to quibble on skill receivers,
but
maybe.
But Hurts, of course.
But they also have a way better. No, I know, I get that. But the Eagles also have a way better offensive line.
Yeah, the Eagles are better.
Yeah.
I'm not
saying
Eagles don't have a better offense.
Yeah.
And we're talking just those weapons.
I just think AJ and Devontae are so much better than Debo. Like, I think, like, it's a pet peeve of mine how good people think Debo is. He's a little like my Jokic of the NFL.
a little bit.
Like, I think Debo's fine. Like, he's a nice player. But
I think he's much better than you do. I think he's a very dangerous player.
He is, but like he's basically like Jalen Reagor on steroids. Like he's like, how they use him is not how.
Play for Debo. I like this. This
fine, but like
no, I'm happy. Yeah. I mean, he's been the biggest crybaby of them all.
I just don't think Debo. I think AJ and Devontae could probably do to some degree what Debo does, but Debo could not do what
I
they
don't
do.
Think AJ and Devontae could be running backs. I think you're absolutely wrong about that.
Maybe
like they're just
maybe, size-wise. But you wouldn't need them to.
One is
like
too
that's
big and the other
you wouldn't.
Too small.
But that's like saying like it's like saying like. I don't know. Trevor Lawrence couldn't be like what Taysom Hill does. Debo, like, sure, but...
But Debo, come on. You're not giving Debo enough credit.
Debo's like the Taysom Hill of receivers. Right. He's a nice player. Like, they use him over the middle. He breaks tackles, but like...
I think he's significantly better than you do. We can agree to disagree.
I don't think he's a top 10 receiver in the NFL.
Probably not, but I think he's top 20. Like, he's top 15 or something like that.
You think he's better than Devontae?
No, I would take Devontae.
All right, well, so where do you have Devontae?
I think Devontae's like a top 12.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I feel like, I think he's probably there. I think on a larger scale, he would probably be viewed more top 20.
I agree.
Unfairly,
yeah,
but
I think Devontae's almost as good as AJ. We've
yeah, I agree.
So
I would rather have the, I just me, and how I like to run the
offense. This is the right energy I want.
Yeah.
This is good. Just
like, it's a gadget offense that they run. Like, it is. Like, this is my thing about McCaffrey. Well, as good as McCaffrey is, and he breaks tackles and all that, like.
This is great.
He's a running back. Like, I was pro-drafting Bijan because they had great receivers and all those other things. Like, your best offensive player can't be a running back, in my opinion.
Okay.
Do good. You think so?
Yeah, I mean, I think if it's Christian McCaffrey, I think.
I mean, they shut the nine, and I know they didn't
have. Especially because, like, it's one thing to say, like, your best. Like, they also have other good offensive players, so it's not like they're only.
They do, but McCaffrey is their best offensive player.
Yeah, but he's one of the best offensive players in football.
Yeah. As a running back.
Sure.
Yeah.
He's a weapon.
He's a weapon. I agree. He's a weapon. He's a weapon. But he is like a fine weapon.
I think your Debo argument's better than your McCaffrey.
It's not an anti-McCaffrey take. It's like
running back.
No, I would gladly play a team whose best offensive players, two best offensive players are running backs.
Well, their best offensive player is a running back.
Yeah. Well, Debo's basically a running back. I mean, I should have looked up for the pod. Like, he lines up in the backfield. He lines up in the slot quite a bit. I would be curious how many times.
Dangerous thing to have on your team.
I guess
follow him around. You got to have guys.
But I think that
he is. We always talk about, and credit where due. We always talk about, like, and again, I'm not here to defend the Niners. Like, fuck them. But we always talk about guys you have to game plan for. Like, you have to game plan for Debo Samuel.
But what I think is advantageous for the Eagles is if you have the right game plan against their system. I don't think Debo, McCaffrey, and Kittle like AJ and Devontae, you can't game plan against. Like, they win one-on-one. I think Debo, McCaffrey does a little bit. Like, I think you can shut them down with the right defensive game plan.
Love it.
Is my
you talk to Sean.
Is my thought.
Get it together.
Well, we'll see. I mean, Gannon did it, so.
No, not really.
So, interesting
really
point.
Their quarterback.
Well, still shut him down. Unless you think that's an excuse for them to lose,
no,
then.
No, it's not an excuse to say Jonathan Gannon.
So, Jimmy Kempski.
Jonathan Gannon's great moment as an Eagle prior to that.
It was. People liked him. Remember, he had the whole gut him. Yeah. Yeah. Then, unfortunately, Jalen fumbled in the Super Bowl and everybody hates him.
Unfortunately, Jonathan Gannon got dashed by Andy Reid. Andy made him his child.
Yeah, he did. He got outcoached. I agree. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he got outcoached. Yeah, but
would never happen to Sean.
Jimmy Kempski made a good point about like the Niners' offensive scheme and Kyle Shanahan, who also, by the way.
Oh, well, he's the biggest loser.
Exactly.
We can all agree on that.
Yes. Like,
the 0-38 in the fourth quarter.
It is the craziest stat. We've said it on the pod, but we'll say it again. 0-38. It might even be worse now, but 0-38 when he's trailing by 8 points in the fourth quarter.
It's unbelievable, especially when you compare it to the Jalen stat where it's like 13-3 when he's been down 10. Well, when he's been down 10.
You guys said this stat on the morning show today. The Eagles this season are 5-0 when they trail at halftime.
Yep.
The rest of the NFL is like 30-100.
It was 35-129.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, like.
Come on.
So.
Well, and that's the part. I think that's the thing is like with this whole like, oh, they're getting lucky and all that. Instead of like. Saying like, no, like that's amazing.
Right.
That is an accomplishment. This team is never out. They're resilient. They fight. They have the mental fortitude, the mental toughness to not recede into themselves and to never be out of a game and all that. Instead of saying that stuff, it's like, oh, they're lucky. Oh, they didn't catch it. It's
they're not getting lucky. They're not getting lucky.
Of course they're
not. They do. There are times they need to play better. And I feel that way after the Bills game, but they're not getting lucky with these wins. They're just not. Like, other teams are making mistakes because other teams are not as good. But back to the thing real quick.
The Eagles execute when it matters.
Yes, 100%. And that's the other thing too. Like, I think the reason the Niners lose close games is because if you figure out a way to coach like equal to them and you figure the scheme out, they don't have the players to make big plays at the end of games. Whereas the Eagles do. Like,
well, they have talented players. You're saying their players just don't make big plays.
I'm saying they are reliant on...
I think it is unfair to go into this game and say that the Eagles are a way more talented roster, because they're not. Like, they're a more talented
They're
roster.
Not way more talented.
The
but
Niners
they're...
are a freaking roster, man.
They're a good roster.
They are the second most talented roster in the NFL, and I think there's a gap. I think it's the Eagles, the Niners, and then just pure talent. I'm talking about not best team ever, pure right. talent. I think the Eagles and the Niners have definitively the two best rosters in the NFL.
That's probably true. I would say. I mean, there's always an argument for the Chiefs.
The Chiefs
yeah, exactly.
Know,
but
talking top to bottom.
Yes, agreed.
1-53. Yeah. I think it's Eagles 1 with a bullet and Niners 2 with a bullet.
Although, I don't think this can be undersold enough over these next few days. Their offensive line is not good.
I like this.
Like, that is a major part.
Coming.
I'm
it.
Just saying,
Keep
like,
yes.
like we can
Give
talk about how
on.
Great.
How bad are they?
We can, well, their right tackle is trash. The Love interior it. Of the line is not good. Pro Football Focus has them like 15th in the league in pass protection. But like they have Trent Williams, who's very good for sure. But like as much as people focus on Fred Warner, Fred Warner is a great player. Fred Warner is a linebacker, and I know he like makes plays all over. Like he's a great player, but it matters more that the Niners have a bad offensive line.
You just taking dumps on great players. You're like, yeah, Fred Warner's fine, but he's a linebacker.
Yeah, he is. Like, let's be honest. You could argue their two
Fred
best.
Warner's like one of the most entertaining.
All right, you could argue their two best players play the most replaceable positions in
no,
football.
You could.
In fact, I think it's actually the argument. If you ask everybody who their
Bosa is one of their two best players.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah.
Bosa's,
but you
yeah.
could say two of their three best, probably.
Yeah,
I think
agreed.
Probably their third best.
Yeah.
He's up there in the discussion.
Probably. Right. They play meaningless positions. The Eagles' best players play the important positions.
I love it.
So here's
you're the MVP right now. This is such energy I needed. Like,
I just think it's
I just like won't even give the Niners credit. I love it.
Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're a good team, but like they're not. I'm not even sure if I believe this, but let me talk it out and say.
Talk it out, buddy.
I think if the Eagles and Niners played a game without coaching, the Eagles would demolish them. And
I actually agree with you. I think this is actually a great
team. Right? And I don't mean that to shortchange Nick.
No, it's just Nick has built a group that plays together and doesn't need the scheme.
The Niners need Kyle Shanahan. And that's the reason they're not a great team. They are, but like they're not true contenders is because Kyle Shanahan is a loser at the end of the day. So he can scheme up the first and second quarter. At the end of the day, I would be stunned if this game is close late and the Eagles lose. Because I just don't think they have players that will like... make plays outside of the scheme the way the Eagles do. Like we're overlooking quarterback here, but Jalen is someone that I believe.
Well, that's the biggest advantage the Eagles have by far.
Yeah, and Purdy's good, but
Jalen's way better.
Purdy is reliant on Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah,
more so than Jalen is reliant on his coach.
No doubt.
Like Jalen can make plays outside of the script.
Structure.
That yeah, exactly. Like broken plays, Jalen makes positive plays. Purdy, to me, when I've seen him, he moves well. I give him credit. He is not Jalen when it comes to making plays. He's just not.
I totally agree.
And so if the Eagles... Okay, this is what I was getting back to.
Yeah.
So Jimmy Kemsky made this point. I'm giving credit. It's a good point. That if you look at the teams Eagles have faced this year, they faced two teams that were under the Kyle Shanahan coaching tree. Mike McDaniels and Sean McVay, or at least, right? Two best defensive performances of the year.
Ah, interesting.
So, like, in last year...
That is interesting.
Yeah, and last year, too, like, I know the quarterback, it absolutely impacted things. They demolished that Niners offense.
They did.
I just don't think the Niners are going to come in here and out-scheme Sean Desai. I don't.
I love
it. And because of that, like, I don't think they have... As long as Eagles tackle well, and this was another good point Kemsky made, and shout out to Kemsky, made some good points on Twitter in his article. The Niners are like 7th in yards after the catch. The Eagles have played 5 teams ahead of them in yards after the catch.
Wow.
Right? Now, you could argue maybe the Eagles are giving up a lot of yards after the catch.
That's true.
Like, I don't think of the Eagles as a poor tackling team this year. Like, gut instinct of just watching them. I don't think of them as, like, missing tackles all over the place. Like, I honestly think Bradley Roby could man up Debo in the slot. I really feel that way. Yeah, I really do. No,
yeah, I love your
Debo is such a gadget player. Like Debo has to be schemed open. He has to run. If you could put AJ Brown and Devontae on any roster in any team, and they would be great players. Debo would fall off significantly if he didn't have a good offensive scheming head coach. Do you agree with that?
I don't agree with that.
I think you can line up AJ and Devontae on the outside 101 and just throw it to him enough and it won't matter.
I agree at that point. Yeah. I think you're underrating Debo as a talent. I think the dude
most of Debo's highlights are running the ball or like getting screen bubbles and doing that. Is that not most of his highlights? Well, how many times do you see Debo beat a man down the field and make him? How Debo, many times though?
I don't know. I don't watch the Niners all the time.
But you see highlights. Like
I've
I'm saying
Debo do it.
I don't know if you have. I'd be curious to find one.
This is great.
I'm just saying.
You really hate Debo.
I just
not just that, and I hate Debo hates us. You
I think he's overrated.
Demean yeah. Debo.
I know. I think he's a very, very good gadget player. Like I think that's what he is. Dude, when there was rumors about the Eagles trading for Debo, I was out on
it. I know
you like it was
remember.
Part of me was like just who cares, do it. But I was not like this is the number one receiver they need. Like AJ is way better than Debo.
I agree with that. I think AJ is definitively better than Debo.
Yeah.